Today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter, which is a good thing. Easter is a wonderful celebration that lasts for 50 days. This is also, in case you weren't aware of it, the Tuesday of the second to the last week of classes. And if you're like any of the other professors in this room, you wake up too in the middle of the night realizing just what a handful of hours we have left before you all have to be totally wise. The pressure is on. I thought we would start today by singing Day of Wrath. But I thought better of that. Let's stand and sing verses 1 through 3, stanzas 1 through 3 of hymn number 413. When we come to God's house, it's important that we remember one thing, and that one thing is that God's house is a gift house. Everything that happens here is a gift from God to us. He is our maker. That means he created us, our bodies and souls, gives us all that we need to support this body and this life. He also is the maker of our faith. So indeed, we come before him as beggars, empty-handed, and he fills our hands with every good thing so that we may know him, and that we may know him to share him with others, just as you just did. You were, of course, singing those words to God out of thanksgiving, but you were also singing them to one another. That's a marvelous gifting that we do in worship when we share God's word through our song. We turn our attention now to some verses from Psalm 95, which remind us what it is that happens when we come before God who is our maker. We come before God who is our maker, who has made us and given us all things, so that we may return those things to him with hearts of thanksgiving.
Thank you.
May the God of all hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.